So it's Sunday. It is time for a podcast. It's July 31st. And sure is hot out. Although it's less hot than it has been. We didn't hit triple digits today, so that's good. So I'm watering the lawn. You can actually podcast and water the lawn at the same time. It's quite amazing. I'm trying to somehow protect my investment in this house by taking care of the landscaping while our country is having trouble protecting its investment in anything. Kind of makes the watering of the lawn seem kind of anyway, I didn't have a podcast, so I picked this one. This is from 2004. It's from a CD that I did called Aftermath, and it's called Fat-Assed Woman in a Black Negligee. Fat-ass woman in a black negligee turns my way, runs her fingers through her long dark hair. Breaks the silence with a shrill hello. Say, what do you know? A softer whisper of intention, too strange to mention, but obviously there. So many frequently repeated vulgarisms are uttered. My conscience never knows that it stuttered. 'Cause there's a chastity bell wrapped around my wallet, to which I can never find the key. She waits there for 27 seconds and then leaves me. Woman in a black negligee walks away, she'll never know just what she is missing. Everyone within a 12-foot radius is smitten with the possibilities as a man emerges with a small child in his arms from where he's been working in the kitchen. Wrapped up in a life so full of potential, three cheeseburgers catch fire on the grill. The man leaves with a child on his shoulders, heads off to visit his wife in a mental institution where the air is colder, where she's thinking about all the things they could have done together. As the night nurse brings her a pill, she waits for 27 seconds, swallows it, and then knows they never will. Woman in a black negligee had nothing to say, but a picture is worth a thousand words. And the destitute sailor can't find the blonde woman in the tavern. She escaped with a midget from Istanbul, a vulture, a raven, and a thousand other birds. Earlier today, perhaps the air is temporarily warmed. The sailor drinks several pints of dark ale and writes poems about a dead bartender whose eyes used to sting like a thorn. There was a woman he used to date during the ticking of the clocks, when his mind was not quite so sealed in a box. Fat-assed woman in a black negligee taps him on the shoulder. He marries her in a hurry. Both of them finally had to face the fact that they were getting older. Fat-assed woman in a black negligee. That's about it. Have a good week. August is upon us. Which will then lead to September and slightly cooler temperatures in October and very pretty leaves for, you know, about 10 days. And then the barren waste of another cold Maryland winter.